Thank you for joining us. This is Michelle Savage with XBRL US, and we're here today with Jennifer Neglia. Jennifer is a director within the Risk Assurance Group at PwC. She's been there for 13 years. Jennifer is also leading PwC's XBRL third-party assurance practice. So we're very pleased to have Jennifer with us today, and she's going to talk a little bit about what she has seen with the XBRL rollout. So Jennifer, thanks for joining us. And my first question for you is, given the stage in the SEC rollout of XBRL today, what are you seeing as the biggest challenges for companies?
Thanks, Michelle. I guess I would say the biggest challenge that we've seen is really establishing a well-controlled process that includes a comprehensive review of the structure of disclosures within their XBRL filing to the SEC. Many companies we're seeing are manually tying out their XBRL financials through renderings and Excel spreadsheets, not realizing that this process is not going to provide them the assurance that the underlying metadata is complete and accurate. So using the rendering for validation does not provide reporting professionals with the access to the underlying data. It's kind of like trying to validate formulas in a faxed version of an Excel file. And what I mean by that is you wouldn't be able to see the underlying calculations and analysis in that faxed Excel sheet. And this is very similar to the process that we're seeing companies follow where they're tying out a rendering. They're not actually really seeing the underlying XML version of the number. And as a result of this pervasive review process, many of the discussions I've been having with companies have been on how they can improve their process controls and as well what tools they can leverage in applications that are available to them to address these risks in future filings and to really review that underlying metadata.
Yeah, thanks Jennifer. My second question is, what trends have you been seeing and what kind of insights might you have for those companies where the limited liability provision is going away right now?
Well, how the liability provision expiration will impact corporations is unknown. However, we are seeing a significant number of common errors within Tier 1 companies. And this includes things like values being reported as negative when it's meant to be positive, you know, values being tagged inaccurately in millions when it should be billions, or calculations just not adding up correctly, among other things. These points, these errors, they point to the same common process issue that we just discussed. Reviewing the underlying metadata contained within the XBRL filing is critical to ensure that companies ensure the completeness and accuracy of their filing. As it relates to trends, you know, we're seeing a shift from using an outsourced solution provider to bringing this process in-house. This has resulted in more streamlined XBRL reporting process with the SEC initially, and then as companies become more familiar and comfortable with the technology and applications that they're using in-house, they start to broaden the use beyond the SEC mandate filing. So I've seen companies use XBRL to streamline reporting of proxies, management reports, audit committee reports, as well as doing their own internal analysis and peer comparison in a more streamlined and efficient manner by using XBRL data. And a lot of this occurs over the course of time. Also, in some companies, we're starting to see them roll out this solution to other corporate departments, such as investor relations teams or communication teams, to help them streamline their internal processes and communication as well. One of the key trends is for companies to, once they get used to the technology, they start to broaden the use beyond just meeting the SEC mandate. Overall, the accuracy of your XBRL filing is key to managing risk to your company. The SEC is using XBRL files to look for anomalies requiring further review, as well as analysts. So ensuring your Q and your K data is right is critical to ensure that these groups and broader investors make decisions based on the results in your filing.
That's great. That's really good news to hear. Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you very much for your time today, and I want to thank PwC for sponsoring the XBRL US National Conference, which takes place September 26th and 27th in Nashville. And you can learn more about the conference at conference.xbrl.us. Jennifer, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Michelle. My pleasure.